Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. AI tools continue to expand. Google's Bard, GitHub's Copilot upgrade, and more. And challenges for data and analytics leaders, including cost control, subscription shift, and the return of the revenue per employee metric. This is the Business of Tech. The AI stories continue to come fast, so let me try and round up what's happening. Google has opened early access to Bard, their answer to ChatGPT. Bard will initially be available to select users in the US and UK, with users able to join a waitlist at bard.google.com. Though Google says the rollout will be slow and has offered no date for full public access. GitHub announced an upgrade to Copilot, this time based on GPT-4. It also has a chat and voice interface and includes the experience within the code editor, allowing the chatbot to recognize and explain code, recommend changes, and fix bugs. Mozilla is creating Mozilla.ai, a startup that the company hopes will, quote, build a trustworthy and independent open source ecosystem. The goal? Influence the industry not just via policy, but via product. And ChatGPT did fix that bug I reported earlier in the week. NVIDIA is out with two new chips designed for AI. The NVIDIA H100 NVL for large language model deployment, which is tailored to handle inference tasks on large language models. Inference is the second stage of a machine learning program's deployment when a trained program is run to answer questions by making predictions. The second chip unveiled Tuesday is the L4 for AI video, which the company says can deliver 120 times more AI-powered video performance than CPUs, combined with 99% better energy efficiency. In a post on Tuesday morning, Bill Gates wrote that he challenged OpenAI last year to develop an AI model that could pass the Advanced Placement Biology exam without being trained for the questions on the test. He believed that the critical thinking required to pass the test would qualify as a clear breakthrough in the field. A version of OpenAI's ChatGPT scored 59 out of 60 in the multiple choice section of the AP Biology exam and aced the open-ended questions, as he asserted by an independent outside expert, he writes. The whole experience was stunning, Gates writes. I knew I had just seen the most important advance in technology since the graphical user interface. Soon, the pre-AI period will seem as distant as the days when using a computer meant typing at a C prompt rather than tapping on a screen. And in one I didn't think would be tech news until it was, the Writers Guild of America has proposed allowing artificial intelligence to write scripts, as long as it does not affect writers' credits or residuals. From Variety, quote, the proposal would allow a writer to use ChatGPT to help write a script without having to share writing credit or divide residuals. Or a studio executive could hand the writer an AI-generated script to rewrite or polish, and the writer would still be considered the first writer on the project. The intention is to treat AI as a tool rather than a writer. Why do we care? The Writers Guild has come to the same conclusion I have, and it seems that the Copyright Office has too. AI is a tool. And we're seeing the tool pop up in many new ways, with infusions into so many products. I even cut mentions of a couple from the show. Don't be overwhelmed by the speed. Instead, start leaning into conversations with your customers about their business goals. The more you are aligned with your customers, the right solutions will perk up your ears as they whiz by. Let's walk through some data, and then I have some thoughts. First, with a new survey, Gartner showed that less than half of data and analytics leaders at 44% reported that their teams effectively provided value to their organizations. Next, a piece in CIO Dive reviews a February report published by KPMG. The focus is on variable pricing models in the cloud and how FinOps, those cloud cost control protocols, are being leveraged as costs are being examined. And there's this quote in the piece, quote, "Shadow IT emerges in the gaps between oversight. Complex billing structures are compounded as companies contract with multiple providers for hybrid cloud deployments. Finance teams may not understand the technical specifications, and technical teams can delay financial considerations until the bills pile up." That billing complexity appears in a new survey by distributor Westcon Comstore called Navigating the Shift, the Role of Distributor Marketplaces in Partner Success. Here's the highlight, quoting from Channel Futures. "Most channel partners have started their migration to subscriptions and services, but only 21% say that they have gone as far as possible. Most partners, at 78%, are only part way through the journey and face various challenges in realizing full migration. The biggest hurdle is that complexity comes with the shift to subscription and recurring revenue models. More than one half at 52% cite managing a complex multi-vendor portfolio as their biggest challenge," end quote. And finally, Insider notes a big tech company trend, the return of revenue per employee as a metric. Why do we care? Well, my reaction? Wastefulness. Seems many companies are getting cost religion now that there is an apparent uncertainty in the market. That said, we've been on the precipice of a recession for ages and it hasn't happened. I could make a pretty solid argument that this isn't just something to do during downtimes and uncertain ones. Sure, it's understandable to get more casual when times are good. Back to basics tends to be pretty popular during challenging times. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional, branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people, they're there for you. No need to create tickets, instead people on the other end of the phone. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit QuoteWorks.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening today, both National Puppy Day and Cuddly Kitten Day. Who couldn't recognize that one? I'll be back again tomorrow with a bonus episode diving into AI and a bonus episode on the weekend as we talk about exponential theory. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.radio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.